could tell, just they got into Satan's craw. Like Job and Peter, who he was adamant on destroying both of them. Here's another one that Satan despised. He hated Psalm 91, so much so that he tried to deceive the Son of God into its meaning. So there's the backdrop for this. We'll let this opening play on Tuesday as well. Wednesday night, we'll be back at church, live Bible study. We're in Luke chapter 9. Love to see you. God is doing an awesome work at our church. You're invited. If you're new to the area, if you like this program, why don't you come by on a Wednesday night at 6 or a Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. My email address, paul@wgodradio. There's an app you can download. Same title, WGOD Radio. Many of these sermons and programs are uploaded up there. My sermon from yesterday is up there as well. Friend or foe? That is, are you a friend of God? Or are you the enemy of God? We'll be hearing that in the coming days as well here on the radio. So, okay, let's get into the word now. Again, Monday and Tuesday this will play, and this is Psalm 91. All right, we can't. Something's wrong if that doesn't excite you. Let me say it. Something is wrong. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God's got your back. God's called you, chose you, marked you out in advance before he made any of this. God's got your back. This is the only psalm in the whole Bible the devil quotes from. And he is so stupid that he thinks he can misquote the Bible and deceive the Son of God. He is the Word. He wrote the book. Satan quotes this psalm because he doesn't like this. He hates this psalm because this psalm shows you that God has got your back. And we're going to get to all the things that God promises that he will do to you. Naturally, it's conditional. And we'll find out what it's conditional on. Here's one more. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Truth. Write it down. No matter what you do, no matter what you've done, no matter how far short you fall tomorrow, your sins have already been obliterated by the blood. Just like the song this morning, this is how I can get up here and preach to you and know God will use me because we're made clean and white by the blood of Jesus Christ. Makes me a clean vessel and I can stand up here and know God will have no qualms to use me. All right, Psalm 91. One heading I have is in God's care. Verse 3, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That would be what? The traps of the enemy. Satan's traps that he lays out for you, hidden in the leaves. He goes on here, and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His truth will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. All right. Four things for this type of person not to fear. Number one, night terrors. Come around my house at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll see some night terrors. Horrendous fights with the enemy that I endure. She does. Pastor Darren does as well. Me and Darren got it figured out. It's on every other night. He wakes up feeling great and he prays for me because he knows down the street over there at my house, there'd be some trouble going on.
I think a lot of my demons must be geriatric because I get it before midnight. I wake up and I'm sweating and I'm a mess and I look, I said, good Lord, it's 11 o'clock. What are these demons doing out? It's only 11. What is like this geriatric cauldron meeting? You guys got to be home by midnight or something? Night terrors. Number two. Again, four things this type of person need not fear. Number two, stray bullets. Stray bullets. In the King James or in King David's time, it was the arrow that flies by day. God will make even the stray bullet or wandering arrow to not come nigh thy dwelling, not to come near your house. Number three, COVID. Ah, COVID. But perhaps you say, I had COVID. Doesn't God love me? Yeah, but you're still alive. And God was able to take COVID that you got and make you into a super Christian that you are now, impervious to flu and coronaviruses in the future. You see, God took something bad in your life and he turned it around for good. So that you won't be affected the next time it comes around. He can even take bad and turn it around for good. That's what he does. Or the alternative is your work here on earth is done. Like Brother Bill Whitings and Joni Allison and others that you all remember and know and love, of course. But that's a whole other thing there. Because to die and leave this world is far better. To be with Christ is far better, lest we forget. Die and leave this world is far better. People like Joni and people like Bill Whiting, they look down on us, and they are the ones that feel sorry for us, not us for them. They're the ones that feel sorry. They feel sorry for you. You got to endure another day, not us. Eternal life in heaven is the goal, not just a place you end up at. It's the goal of the Christian, lest we forget, heaven. Okay, what's the fourth thing not to fear? Destruction, if you're writing. Again, if you were writing, night terrors, stray bullets, COVID. It's pestilence. That's what a COVID is. Remember, that's one of Jesus' signs. Would it be the sign of your coming at the end of the world? Earthquakes, pestilences in various places. That's how you'll know his return is near, is when the whole world is full of COVID. And God says, if you do this particular thing we haven't got to yet, then he's going to watch out over you. And he's going to keep these things from you. And if you die and leave this world, then you're going to a better place. Just like them three Hebrews said, our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. But then they said this, but if not, even if you don't, we still won't do this. We still won't bow down and worship your false God. God will deliver us, and even if he doesn't, he's still good. His nature is good. Okay, number four was destruction. And to that I'll quote the Lord Jesus once again. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He'll keep you from that. Okay, verse 7 of Psalm 91. A thousand may fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Wow. Not only 1,000, but 10,000, he says, may fall. Where? right beside you, right beside you, but they won't reach you. You'll see it with your eyes. You'll see the reward for all of those whose life and prosperity is found in the here and now instead of the next life. Jesus said, all of those, they have their reward. Now here in verse 9, is the turning point of this psalm. And the author is assuming that you have done that which is required of you. Starts with the word because. And it says, because thou hast made. He's assuming you've done this. If you haven't done it, then this doesn't apply to you. It applies to everyone else that have. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, by the way. I think that ought to be in parentheses, right? Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. That is, because you have done this, that as you have made El Elyon, that great Old Testament name for God, Most High, because you have made El Elyon your dwelling place, meaning this is where you live, this is where you reside, where God is your life, where you love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He's number one in your life. That's the great commandment of all, Jesus said. The greatest commandment in the face of this world is love God with all your heart. Put Him first. Love the Lord. I didn't say you're going to be perfect at it. But you love God first and foremost in your life. Look at these promises He's saying. Because you have done this, this is where you reside. And you reside in Christ. To better understand it, consider the opposite. The opposite of that would be in the world. You either reside in Christ or in the world. Don't call this evil world your home. You need to consider yourself just passing through, like a pilgrim. John said, do not love this world, nor the things that are in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all, this is 1 John 2:15. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abideth forever. This evil world is passing away. But he who is in Christ. All right, verse 9 of Psalm 91. Some cause and effect. Because you have done this. This is the chain reaction of dominoes that's going to fall because of a choice that you made here. Okay? Because you have made this choice, this is what's going to happen in a place that you cannot see. This spiritual world, the spiritual realm, and up in heaven. Once you make this decision and this choice to live for the Lord, to live in Christ, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even El Elyon, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Verse 11, and how God plans on doing this extraordinary thing. He's even going to tell you how. For he will give his angels charge over you. to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Reminds me of those cute little pictures I used to see in Christian bookstores of some angel with a bead of sweat on their face, groaning from trying to protect you all day long. Have you ever seen that? This famous picture of this little baby about to cross over a broken bridge, and there's this angel with sweat coming down their face, reaching out here, stopping this little kid from dying. These are the kind of things that he does with you and will do because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. And all these things can't hurt you. Lion, cobra, serpent. You'll trample them underfoot. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, he will personally send one of his angels to watch out over you. And again, this is the verse that the devil misquotes to Jesus. Satan hates this psalm so much, he tries to deceive the one who wrote it into what it means. We were in my office talking whether or not that's just, what level of stupid is that? It's either stupid, right, Darren, or else he was testing him to find out who he was because he didn't know who Jesus was. Why would you misquote the Bible to Jesus? You're not going to get very far with that, right? Of all people to misquote it to, not the one who's responsible for writing it, inspiring it at least. Three of the four Gospels, you can read that when Jesus is up on the mountaintop, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Satan tempts him with this psalm. He wants Jesus to get Psalm 91 wrong, that God's got your back. That's what it is. He wants Jesus to misunderstand that God has got his back and God has got yours as well. When you do this, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. He will personally send one of his angels to watch out over you. Okay, lastly, and the last part of this psalm. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, because you have done this, you are hereby given the right to have pronoun trouble. As the infamous Daffy Duck would declare as he gets his face blown sideways by Elmer Fudd's shotgun. Remember, his mouth is over here, and he turns it and goes, and he goes, pronoun trouble. You're authorized to have a little pronoun trouble here yourself. You'll see what I mean. Starting with verse 14, you now have the authority to change these pronouns and have a little pronoun trouble of yourself. You can change these now. From he to you. And this he was talking to he. Now, if you do what he says, if you camp out, if you are in Christ, if Jesus Christ is your dwelling place, this is what he says here. God speaking to you on this Sunday morning, verse 14, because, not he, you, he's talking to you this morning, because, and, it's got quotation marks around it. If you have a New King James Bible, verse 14 has quotation marks around it. This means God is speaking. And he's speaking to you, everyone here at Island Community Church today, or those on the radio, or those watching. God has got a word for you today. For everyone out here that has made the Lord their dwelling place, that is, you're camped out in Christ. You're a believer. You do what he says. I guess that would make it the number one proof. Any blowhard can say he's in Christ. But if you do what he says and keep his commands and do what he says, this is what God thinks of you on this 10th day of July, year of our Lord 2022. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore, I will deliver you. Even Satan tried to get Jesus to not understand this. He hates this verse. He hates this psalm. Verse 14, because you have set your love upon me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high. Because you have known my name. Is that you this morning? Do you know El Elyon, Lord Most High? Is he your God? Do you bow the knee to him? Do you know his son? Like it says in the Proverbs 30, that he has a son and his name is Jesus. Have you bowed the knee to him and call him Lord? Do you believe that he died? And he was raised up again. Do you believe he's coming back again? Do you believe he's the only way to get to heaven? Do you believe? Then God's talking to you this morning. You don't have to run a 2-minute mile. You have to believe these things. And like we said, Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And that's what makes the Apostle Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? What can you do to me? God's engraved my name in the palm of his hand. What can you do to me? God is for us. What can you do to me? All right, he goes on. Verse 15. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you with long life. I will satisfy you. Hey, one way or the other, by hook or by crook, that's true. You can either live 67 years here or 67 billion up there and counting. Woe is you when you die twice. With long life, I will satisfy you. And lastly, God says to you this morning, I will show you my salvation. I'll show you my salvation. God says, I will show you what my salvation looks like. Jesus will show us. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. This is what salvation looks like, a man dying on the cross. That's what it looks like. It's a man dying on the cross. Have you received him today? Have you called on the name of the Lord today? After all the blessings given to us in Psalm 91, the greatest thing that God can do for us is to show us his salvation. And he has, and his name is Jesus. That's good news. Have you received him today? Whoever believes in him, Paul wrote, whoever believes in him will not be ashamed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Soul. I was lost, now I'm found.